Well, look, in relation to Donegal County Council and the issue specifically raised, that is just, I think, come into the public domain. I will ask the Minister to revert to you and to engage with the local authority. I take the point about not wishing to see any further slippage and the importance of adhering to timelines, and I'll certainly keep a very close eye on that. Look, I do think we have to have a bit of balance in relation to this. I can only imagine the frustration, the stress, the sheer trauma that people must be living with if their own home is crumbling in front of their eyes, the concerns you'd have for your children, your parents, the well-being of your family. I get that. But I do think it's important to acknowledge that the state has put in place a massive level of financial resource to try and respond to this. And we are, in real time, continuing to engage and make improvements where we can. So, for example, you raised the issue of childcare previously. I gave you the position of the government in relation to line departments trying to respond to that. And even today, for example, Minister O'Brien brought a memo to government to increase the current scheme cap for remediation options and for ancillary grants by the maximum allowed. And the memo also requested an increase in the grant rates under the scheme. Extending these increases to wider groups of relevant owners does require amending the 2022 Act, and the Minister will bring a separate proposal to government to give effect to this policy intention so that the increases can apply retrospectively. So even today, we're seeing more proposals at government to try and make further improvements to respond to the issues we're hearing from people in your own constituency.